And to Britain now, where a new poll shows that for the first time in the upcoming Scottish vote on independence, independence is winning. That's causing shockwaves. British officials are denying that a plan to give more power to Scotland is a sign of panic. But the survey results sent the British pound plunging to its lowest level in 10 months, and they also threaten the future of Prime Minister David Cameron. And oh, by the way, there's a new royal baby on the way. Rob Watson is the BBC's political correspondent in London. So, Rob, competing headlines, lots going on, but tell us more about how this poll is resonating.
It's all action, isn't it? Well, you used the term shockwaves. I think the way that the British media has reacted to it is by saying 10 days to save the United Kingdom. And I think there is a real sense that a fight is on and that the stakes are massive, and that what's really facing Britain is the breakup of the country.
Well, we've talked a lot about this. Just a little more about the stakes. Paul Krugman, the U.S. columnist, has written an article saying that the risks of going it alone for Scotland are huge. You may think Scotland can become another Canada, but it's likely it would end up becoming Spain without the sunshine. In other words, struggling. Tell us more about the stakes.
The stakes, they couldn't be bigger. I mean, Britain and England and Scotland have been married together since 1707. I mean, there aren't that many marriages that last that long. It's regarded as one of the most successful political unions ever. And this would be the biggest constitutional shakeup in hundreds of years for the United Kingdom. It would threaten potentially Britain's place in the world. Would we still have a seat on the UN security? What about our voice within the European Union as a diminished entity? As for the arguments that are going backwards and forwards, you talk about Spain without the sunshine. I mean, essentially, if one wants to distill it, the argument for independence, put simply, is, look, the best people to run Scotland are the Scottish people, so we should be independent. And of course, the argument for keeping the union together is, hey guys, it's worked the last 300 years, let's not mess with it. And to put things perhaps a bit more kind of in a populist way than Professor Krugman, you know, they're saying, you'd be nuts. What would happen with your economy? For goodness sake, we're better together.
Well, so the debate goes on, but meanwhile, the polls show that it's swinging towards separation. Here's Alistair Darling, head of the Better Together campaign, which of course is working to keep the two units together. He's speaking to the BBC today.
It is clearly very tight. We're in a position now where every voter in Scotland could potentially tip the balance in this referendum.
So, Rob Watson, what is at stake for Prime Minister David Cameron?
Oh, I think it's huge. You have to remember that the last time Britain lost a really sizable chunk, that was when you guys went off in the 18th century, that the then Prime Minister Lord North had to pack his bags. So I think the idea that you could lose a chunk of your own country, never mind somewhere thousands of miles away and survive, is pretty far-fetched. So it would be massive. I mean, can you imagine, I don't know, California and Texas and New York deciding to leave?
Yeah.
I think that would cause a bit of a shake-up in D.C., don't you?
Well, but see, in this case, the Scottish, from what we understand, feel that they already are a country, you know, and they have their own separate identity. Just what do you think it is in that argument on that side of the ledger that's caused the polls to swing towards the yes vote?
I think what's really tilting it at the moment towards yes is the heart. Now, of course, what David Cameron and all the rest of the unionists, and one has to remember this is all the mainstream parties in Britain, want the union to stay together. They're hoping that mind kicks in at the last minute and that when people get to that ballot box, they'll say, hang on a minute, what currency are we going to be using? What's going to happen to our pensions? Will taxes go up? All a bit risky. Let's stick with the status quo.
And look at the time. Rob Watson, we've run out of time to talk to you about the big headline today that there's a new royal baby on the way. We'll have to do that.
Another time.
At another time. I'm Rob Watson, the BBC's political correspondent. Thanks as always.
Thank you.